this is a geopolitical jigsaw globally. And it's fantastic that a lot of the areas in the truth movement, whether it's a radio station or it's a newspaper or whatever website, cover different areas. Because if we all covered the same area, it'd be quite boring. And this is so big that we need to cover everything. And there's a little bit of crossover and lap over, but mainly it's fantastic that we can get so much covered. The problem is waking up the sheeple. That's the problem. So it's really
I don't think so, man. I don't think the sheeple need to wake up. It's not even necessary. You have a look at how many revolutions have ever been fought throughout history and what percentage of the population usually does it take. American Revolution, 3%. Gandhi's Revolution, I think that was like 4%, maybe even less. Chinese Revolution, when they put in Chairman Mao, 1%. So never underestimate the power of a small, determined minority. And I'm very, very frustrated that so many truthers who are that determined minority, who are incredibly intelligent and very effective at what they do. One man with a camera going up to ask a scumbag a question in front of a whole bunch of sheeple actually serves not to wake up said sheeple, because they'll just laugh it off and go, he's crazy. But all the other truthers watching that video online of you being choked and dragged out just for asking a perfectly reasonable question on the war in Iraq, it emboldens us all. Mm. I see all of us media activists as merely the propaganda arm of an extremely small but very powerful and creative minority that will one day lead the sheeple out of the slaughterhouse. Because, you know, what do sheep follow? Sheep follow their shepherds, right? Mm. And they follow whatever shepherd is put in front of them. Mm. So all you've got to do is just replace the current shepherd. And instead of leading them into a slaughterhouse, lead them through the gate onto greener pastures. I mean, that's a humanity I'd like to see. Mm. But most people in our position shy away from leadership, because leadership bears an awfully large amount of responsibility, and they may feel that they're not ready to take on such responsibilities.
Okay.
I feel, go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you get angry? Do you get frustrated and angry of what you see, and sometimes frustrated that you feel you can't do anything about it?
Well, it depends. Angry at what? Am I angry at the instance of it happening, or am I angry at the people who ignore the fact that it's going on?
Angry at that these people are doing what they're doing and getting away with it, and you feel frustrated that you can't do anything. That anger, how dare they do what they do? You know, when you're awake and you know what's going on.
I don't know, man, because I have personally walked up to ambush Helen Clark, who's number 3 at the UN, dispensing $9 million or getting a $9 million salary and having a $9 billion budget, mostly for vaccines for Africa. And we asked her questions about the New World Order. We drank their wine, ate their deviled mushrooms, and all of this other stuff. We dressed up like douchebags, you know, really nice plush suits and dress shirts and all of that kind of stuff. You just infiltrate into these people's world, and you realize that they don't suspect a thing. They think that they're absolutely untouchable. And all of a sudden, a couple of guys with a camera come up and start asking you some very, very scary questions, and then boom, I wind up in a magazine. Published by my friend Ian Wishart, who's one of New Zealand's top journalists. The reason why people are frustrated and feel that they can't do anything is because they're not doing anything.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Get the frack out there and do something if you're frustrated about nothing happening.
Mm.
I've got 1,000+ videos online. I've got more subscribers than the New Zealand Herald, which is the New York Times of New Zealand. I am... These mainstream media here, because I took responsibility and got frustrated and then started doing something, they're having their asses handed to them. Mm. Not by everybody, just by me alone.
Mm.
Okay, I am frustrated, but not because I can't accomplish anything.
Mm.
I'm frustrated because I have yet to accomplish enough. Is the New World Order overthrown? Are we still being poisoned? Are we still being brainwashed? Are we still having our family units ripped apart? Okay. Well, then the job ain't fracking finished yet.
Exactly.
The White Hat Society yesterday, I think, released a list of known individuals and corporations who are now being prosecuted. This includes John Corzine the secretary of some Shiite Muslim, lots of banks, JP Morgan, and all of this stuff. You know, all the usual suspects that you would expect to be engaging in financial scumbaggery. They've now entered into a court case. And you know how many people heard about that? You know, it took one of my listeners actually calling into my show yesterday to inform me of this. Okay? If you want to look for things that are discouraging, you'll find more than you can handle. Same thing if you look for things that are encouraging. There's a whole universe out there. But because of the nature of news and how we've been brought up to interpret it, we're always attempting to look for the bad news and not accepting that the good news is actually real and is, in fact, far more numerous, but just never gets reported.
Mm.